hard, but also squishy. Such a weird feeling. And there's so many bumps in the lanes. How on earth did he... good morning, Master. How long have you been awake? Only just now. That's great. I just came to come and wake you up, that's all. If I came to wake you up, then why am I surprised? Well, you're usually a pretty heavy sleeper, I mean. I would know, right? Anyways, let us start off your morning. I have breakfast here for you. No, not nervous at all. Just, well, it's been a little of a rough start, that's all. I guess I woke up late, unfortunately. Only a little, but don't worry, it's not going to affect your schedule. Alright, here's your favorites and everything. And... what is it, Master? Well, you grabbed my wrist so suddenly, I thought maybe I was doing something wrong. Lay in bed with you. Listen, Master, I know you and I have a, close relationship, but what if another maid walks in? I don't want there to be gossip. Well, I know by now that if you truly don't mind, it's not going to matter. Let me just take off my shoes. I wouldn't want to get any dirt in there. All right. Well, are you sure about this? You really should be getting up. Sure, we can talk. Yes, I'm fine, really. Like I said, I just woke up late, and it caused me to fumble a bit. That's all. If you're worried, you needn't be. Why do you have such a devilish grin? It's worrying me. You only ever have that face when you have something weird planned. Thank you, Master. I'm glad my appearance today pleases you. Is that all? I was not feeling your muscles. No, you're mistaken. You see, there was just simply something on your chest. I only wanted to take it off. For fear of it bothering you while you were sleeping. But I already told you why I was in here. All right. I came in to wake you up. So why would I care if it woke you up if that was my goal? I don't know. Stop looking at me like that. Fine, I was. I know you're taking great pleasure in it. No, I don't like them. I merely did it to satiate my curiosity. No other reason. How would you stop making that stupid look at me? Well, I'll have you know, my cheeks always turn red when I lay down. Simple blood flow issue, that's all. It's nothing to do with you, Master. Nothing. Are you going to torture me further, or will you eat your breakfast now? Fine. Here you go, Master. Why can't I leave? I have preparations to make. Well, yes, I am awfully hungry, but... But, Master, this food is for you, not for me. I'm sorry, I cannot partake. I must refuse. It is quite delicious. Maybe just a bite or two. But only if you promise that you'll eat some too. I can't have you starving on my account. What would the other maids say? They're already jealous of us. And you know they treat me poorly because of it. But you don't care. You continue along with this farce at my expense. I know you've spoken of plans to make me your wife, but they know nothing of it. They still treat me the same. That's not what I meant. I'm sorry. It's all just been quite stressful. And I know it's not going to be easy getting people to accept a non-human wife. And I know you're trying your best to make it so. But until then, I'm still just your maid. And everyone but you treats me as such. I don't appreciate being teased for loving every part of you. Stop! No! Don't make such faces. Would you not prefer me to be honest? Okay then. Now stop giving me such a strange look. Whatever. I'm not going to take this. If you'll excuse me, Master, I'm going to go and prepare things for the rest of the day. You have many plans ahead of you. And... whatever. All right. These are the clothes that I picked out for you for this morning. If I do say so myself, this outfit is quite stunning. Why are you so close all of a sudden? I just told you that... Master, I told you. You have a very important day. Please don't. Job here so hard. You know that when you put me in this position, I can't say no to you. And I love you too much. When are you? Right now. Right here. What if somebody hears us? I am not wet. Don't say such things. It's already... Wait, don't... Please.